Paul, are you ready for us now? You can give us a thumbs up and we can get you on. My God. All right. Well, I wasn't prepared for this, but I was at the same time. He's going to face Brett Ryan Gosselin at MLW Super Fight 6 in a Honey Trap match live in Atlanta. It's next Saturday, February 8th at Center Stage in Atlanta, and it's also available live on YouTube. We welcome to the show the one and only Mr. London Foo. Paul London joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, thank you. I'm so sorry for my tardiness. I was up all night, and I'm you catching me as fresh as possible.
Are you okay? That's the first most important question.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I just don't sleep. And so sometimes I'll have a daydream, and then next thing I know, I'm in a coma.
Well, glad you're all right. No, you're fine. You're fine. I was messaging with you guys. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. I was messaging with MLW PR and just trying to get things straight. And we're planning to reschedule, but you're here and we'll
no. And I was literally, messaging Sean, like, or I emailed him, I think at like 3 a.m. I was like, I think I need the link for 5 hours from now.
Well, we appreciate it. You probably caught the tail end of that conversation of with.
I did. It was good timing. I was coming in, and you guys were talking about the Honey Trap match and when I'm going to end up tarring and feathering BRG. At least that was the thought process behind it. Was like, how can I publicly shame this idiot, right? You know, yeah. It's funny. I just got the PR. Hey, can we reschedule? Yeah.
We did. Here you are.
We'll do a number two. So, you know, I think it was the idea that we can't bring in poisonous tar gases to Center Stage Studio. So I thought, well, honey would be a good, annoying alternative. I mean, I don't want honey in this hair while I still have it. You know, I don't. Although Manuka honey would be a good face routine. Nobody wants to be doused in honey.
Well, that was my first question: is what kind of honey are we using? Is this like organically sourced? Like, is it legitimate honey from a farm, or is it just like Great Value honey from Walmart? Like, what are we doing here?
Oh no, we're not going to do Great Value from Walmart. Nothing against Walmart, Great Value. Okay. But I also don't know what the, look, if it's up to me, I've been scouting, honeycombs and various hives in the area. You know, I've been inviting bee stings, just to continue my training and mental preparation. Personally, I would prefer Manuka honey. It's got the most healing properties, but it's very expensive. So I'm not exactly sure what the budget is for this Honey Trap match. I mean, who knows? It might be one of those honey bear things that people make bongs out of. It might be one of those things just on the apron. I have no idea. But maybe I know everything about what's going on and I just can't say it. You know, I don't know. But I know that it's going to be a sticky situation for Mr. Gosselin. And how dare he imitate the name of an actor that I admire? Because BRG, if he was in Drive, he would have been off in like probably the first scene, I think, in the hotel room. So, you know, he handcuffed me in the Texas tornado match. And I have some markings on my wrist from that because I wasn't expecting it. And then I got handcuffed twice. So I didn't think, you know, I was going to be handcuffed in a Texas tornado match from somebody who wasn't even in the match, but I should have known better. And that's part of why. It's either him or me. One of us is going to get shamed publicly and look like a poor man's version of the Hawks mascot. So we'll see.
You know, BRG's his real name. Like Brett Ryan Gosselin is his real name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I had no idea. I thought he was trying to be like a RVD, BRG, or... Really?
Yes, well, we learned that he was actually on this show, and we asked him that too. It was like, was this done for Ryan Gosling? He's like, no, this is my actual name. So,
well, you know what? I respect him more. I respect him more because from one person who is gifted and born with a name that people think is a stage name, to another person who I certainly thought it was some mark out name. Well, then my respect for BRG just went up about 0.5%. We're talking full grams here. So, you know, good for him. I hope people call it to him like we just did. We're like, hey, is that a real name? Because I get asked that all the time. Is Paul under your own name? And then they want me to pull out my ID, and then they try to steal it, and then I grab them, and I turn their necks, and they stop breathing. BRG, huh? Okay, that's your real name.
His
name
after Brett Hull. Yes, that's how that whole thing.
Hockey player.
Yes, hockey player. Yes.
God, could you imagine being named after a hockey player? What a
shaming hockey.
Okay, well.
And this one over here is a Canadian, so
yeah, I was gonna say there are two kids in my building. Two kids in my building.
Why are we being named after curling champions? You know, right. Where the curlers?
USA won curling a few years ago, so
we should have some curling names on the way. You know what I mean? Demetrius, Xander, these are all great curling names. Curly.
Just Curly, Curly the Curler.
Yeah, Curly the Curler. Next thing we know, he's going to be running to attack me in MLW. All Curly, and we're gonna get Major League Mo, and then we'll have Major League Larry. This is just getting ridiculous, right? So I think we already have that in the Andersons.
There it is. So hold on, you mentioned the name thing and people not believing that your name is your name. First of all, that happened to me this morning when I told my wife, who was not a wrestling fan, that we were going to have you on the show. She's like, his real name's Paul London, what's that like? And I was like, anyway, here's my actual question. I'm going to bring up something from your Instagram just to prove, yes, that is your name.
Yeah.
Okay, now tell us about what you've been getting off of Columbia House back in the
yes.
day.
Who didn't do Columbia House? Come on. You get 10 CDs for like a penny or something like that. And then you're like, nah, I don't think I'm gonna pay this. And you get, you know, 10 CDs for like a penny. Yeah, Columbia House. I think there was another one too. But you know, kids watching this may not understand, but we used to order physical music and other things. I just ordered a bunch of DVDs last night. But yeah, Columbia House was kind of a rite of passage. Like, if you hadn't ripped them off, then you really weren't being a teen or a young adolescent toying with your future and going to prison over Columbia music or whatever. I think I bought like Snoop Dogg's first CD in that hall. Doggy Styles or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, Doggy Style.
Yep.
What a great name for a dog grooming place too. You know what I mean? Doggy Style with a Z.
Well, yeah, the new one, Missionary, just came out the past couple of months.
That's a dog grooming place called Missionary?
No, that would be fantastic as well. Oh. That's the name of Snoop Dogg's new album.
Oh, I don't listen to Snoop anymore. He's a sellout.
Fair. Yep.
I'd rather buy a Martha Stewart CD.
what DVDs did you order? Now I'm very curious of what DVDs you just ordered.
Kung Fu, The Legend Continues, the complete series, Blind Fury, Rucker Hauer. What did I get? I almost got Sequest. but I didn't because I'm a big Jonathan Brandis fan. Rest in peace. What else did I get? Love Object, starring Desmond Harrington. And here's my white whale for anyone out there. Prayer of the Roller Boys with Corey Haim and Patricia Arquette. I mean, this film, not movie, Prayer of the Roller Boys. Yes, these bad guys are on inline skates and they're tough. And we're not talking Airborne here. That's a great movie as well. But Prayer of the Roller Boys. Roller Boys. How cool are people on inline skates?
And I'm for this.
Rollerblades. 1994. Yeah.
Got to check this out.
Oh, it's awesome. The preview's ridiculous. I want to remake this movie.
Oh, don't get us started on remaking movies. We've been on that for a long time.
Oh, dude, BRG would be the perfect adversary. Like he looks like one of the bad guys in this.
Yeah, he's gonna try and close the local ski chalet.
Yeah.
We want to remake. We want to remake Mac and Me. But it's called Mac in Me.
Yeah, Mac in Me. That's the porn Mac version.
Yeah.
He got it.
Yeah. No he knew what we were talking about.
Paul London immediately understands.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I'm sorry, I'm trying to look for my I have a copy of Mac and Me right here somewhere. No, I really do.
I believe it.
It's a great movie. We just want to make a different version of that.
Force 5. Can't really see it. Force 5. This is another really good one. I just picked this one up yesterday. It's got some nice martial arts action. Force 5. Sorry, the glare. Yeah, but I know I had Mac and Me around here somewhere. I literally just picked it up not too long ago. It's one of my absolute favorites. Dang it. I got Howard the Duck here. I can't find Mac and Me, but it's Mac and Me's amazing. Howard the Duck is cool too. It was actually the first ever Marvel movie.
Is that true?
Yeah. Look it up. It started the Marvel Universe.
Broken my brain with this. I'm gonna have to research this. I believe it. I gotta get the lore now.
Howard the Duck. That's right.
Speaking of movies and movie stars,
Jeffrey Jones. Sorry.
You're fine. You've been teaming with Paul Walter Hauser, and he's talked about how you two were training together as well. And you kind of, it sounds like you've kind of pushed him towards the wrestling stuff. I don't know how true that is, but what's it been like working with Paul Walter Hauser on screen and behind the scenes?
Oh, man. Paul's great. He's one of my dear friends. I was bummed he moved. Actually, we'll be right in his backyard now when we're in ATL. It's been fun, man. I became a fan of his after I saw Richard Jewell because I'm a huge Sam Rockwell fan. And so I went to see Sam Rockwell. And I was like, man, this lead is really good. Like, who is this guy? And I just kept following his career and finding out where he lived. And then I would hide in the trees and I would get my binoculars and I would, you know, study his family's patterns of, you know, when they woke up and when they went to sleep and what they ate. And then I planned a chance encounter where I bumped into him by accident outside of Fredericks of Hollywood. And, you know, we just hit it off. I was a fan of his, but we had a mutual friend who's an old roommate of mine who I also train. He's a comic and a private pilot. I don't know that he's going to pursue wrestling like Paul has. But anyways, he put us in touch. And Paul, I guess, was he knew who I was, which was always kind of flattering. And then we started training early last year. And he just had all this knowledge already. Like, I didn't have to break it down like I do, you know, week one students that I have at my academy. He had all this referencing points of wrestlers that I could, you know, list off, and he knew who I was talking about, which is rare with a lot of wrestlers today. Young wrestlers, you try to tell them about territory wrestling, and they don't know what you're talking about, or they think, oh, it's boring, and you know. So he's like the friend that I always wanted in high school when everyone was making fun of me for loving wrestling. I was like, why can't anyone else love wrestling? And he's just become one of my best friends, one of my dearest friends. And people are like, what are you doing in wrestling? Like, why are you doing this? Like, you're a big actor. You're risking your career, and you're having a laugh at us, and we take this seriously. You know, I know that was Brock Anderson's big gripe, him and CW. They're like, oh, this guy, this isn't your world. But it's no different than, you know, Kevin Bacon and the Bacon Brothers in a band. You know, it's like, he's not acting every single day. So if the guy wants to take some matches and see where he's at and see what he's made of, why not let him live? Like, I love what he's doing. I thought he was one of the best parts of that Texas Tornado match, especially this big rolling cannonball off the apron. He knocked down the Andersons like bowling pins. He gets better every time I see him. My biggest thing with him is just don't take any bookings if your instincts are telling you it's not, you shouldn't do it. You know what I mean? And then I say that, and then he ends up in these death matches, and so I'm like, what are you? And then I'm like, what are you doing?
He just wants the full experience. That's all.
Yeah, honestly. But I'm really excited for him. You know, he's got this Chris Farley thing on the horizon, and I think he's actually wrestling Joey Janela the night before on the 7th. I think he's got Joey Janela this a week from today. Possibly, yeah, in Seattle, I think.
Or yeah, that's at Defy. Yeah,
Defy. Yeah, so. As tired as I'm pretending to be right now, I'm sure he's going to be. But he's used to it. You know, he flies all over the place. He's used to it. I can only hope to have that kind of scheduling issue, you know. So, but before I forget, do you mind if I talk to y'all about this special project my brother and I are putting out?
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, of course. Go for it.
So We're putting out our comic book. It's called Hero of the Prophecy. If you check out herooftheprophecy.com, that'll give you all the roundabout information about the artists that we use and the story that we're bringing to your very hands. Because the book is very beautiful. I'm not a comic book guy. I used to be when I was a kid. But now I just really just read adult magazines for the articles. But I still like comic books. I love them. You know, I grew up, I wanted to be Wolverine when I was a kid. Who didn't want to be Logan, you know, and Snicked and all that stuff. And I still call people Bub. But yeah, it's Hero of the Prophecy. If you're a fan of Three Amigos and Galaxy Quest and stories along those lines where, you know, people are put in situations that they're completely unqualified for and they freak out, then that's me. I'm playing a version of myself, or it's based on me, a version of myself that I hope never quite happens. And I'm down and out on my luck, and I get transported to this world that's in major overhaul from this evil wizard, and they come across this artifact that he's looking for to take over the whole world and the whole galaxy. And this young wizard, or this young wizard owl of the owl tribe of mystics, finds this thing and comes across one of my wrestling matches and thinks that I'm the savior of their world, and then brings me in, and you can kind of figure out where it goes from there. But I had a hand in helping write the dialogue, which was a little challenging because the artwork was already set in. So then I had to kind of go back and think, okay, well, this isn't, we can, how do we make this funnier or more wrestling related? You know, so, cause I can only imagine, you know, people like people who are police officers, they watch movies with cop stuff and they're like, yeah, I would never do that. You know, whatever. I think it's similar when wrestling fans read wrestling related stuff and they're like, nah, I could, I don't know, nah, I don't think this person's really a wrestling fan, you know.
So
anyway, yeah, here are the prophecies. Sorry, no, that's all, that's my big spiel for pulling the cobwebs out of my eyes and out of my ass.
No, it's great. Go to herotheprophecy.com. Check it out. I just checked out the website. It goes to a Kickstarter that has some of the art on there. Check it out.
Yes.
Please do. It's been 20 years since the 2005 Royal Rumble. I know everyone immediately asked about the question about the bump, and that's not where I'm going. I have a more important question. Why was Mark Jindrak going after you for the entire time you were in the Rumble?
What?
The dude was only going after you. I watched
it. Are you sure?
Yeah.
It wasn't Renee.
It's just Mark Jindrak just going after you. He keeps trying to eliminate you, keeps trying to beat you down. But like, was it payback for something? You guys had a velocity match. Like, what happened? Why is Mark Jindrak suddenly going after your ass?
Because he was threatened by my abs at the time. He was the, you know, this is pre-Reflection of Perfection, I think. Or might have been around that time. I'd have to watch it back because I honestly don't remember that at all. And I probably get a kick out of it because I really like Mark. He's one of my favorite people ever. I mean, he's just so fun to be around. And I thought you were confusing with Renee at first because I believe it now. It's starting to come back to me. I think I did something with Viscera as well. Because he was the biggest guy in the match at the time, and I was like, nobody's going to Viscera, I should do something like that. But the Mark Jindrak thing, actually, I have the Rumble on DVD. I found it for like $3 at some DVD bin, so I'll have to watch that back because I've been messaging with Jindrak recently. He's moved back to the States. And so, you know, he would be a lot of fun in MLW. Personally speaking, I could use some backup for guys, you know. I mean, I love having Paul at my side, but it would help to have some size with us because we're talking BRG, we're talking the Andersons, we're talking Bobby Fish. Who am I missing out of their group? That's of clowns. That's all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I really like the Andersons. I like Brock. I'm a huge Arn fan. Arn was one of my favorite agents. But boy, I have got to turn the tides in this Honey Trap match because I have had some stinkers. And so we'll see what happens. No bees will be harmed in the making of this.
In a Honey Trap match, it feels like it's going to be tough to almost have a bad match because everyone just wants to see the honey being everywhere.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it's a sweet match regardless.
It is a sweet match. And my goal is to hopefully by the end of this, BRG will look like Nicolas Cage in Wicker Man. And he'll be like, whatever, fuck you and all your honey. No, not the bees. Not the bees. And I'll just ask Kevin Owens, ask Kevin Steen how that feels. I poured honey on his face after a PWG match. And he said it just like engulfed him and like suffocated him and blinded him at the same time. like, I think the lid came off or something, but this big glob just went.
You honeyboarded him.
I'm sorry?
You honeyboarded him.
I did. Yeah, that's basically it. I honeyboarded old Kevin Owens. And, I mean, he was game up until it suffocated him. So that was like the most. Yeah, I basically did honeyboard him. I'm like an eco terrorist. I probably shouldn't. I'm just incriminated myself.
You've already admitted to stalking Paul Walter Hauser over here. Now you're an eco terrorist. This interview is going to be used in court. I don't know. We're going to get.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Before we get you out of here, we have a game that we play on the channel. It's called Partner, Promo, or Punch in the Face. I'm giving you three names. That's right. I give you three names. You're going to pick out of the three names which one you want to partner with in a tag team match, promo with in the ring, one-on-one on the microphone, and which one you want to punch in the face, have a singles match with. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, these are recent matches you've had. So BRG, of course, Blake Christian, and Kenta. Partner, promo, punch in the face.
Kenta, punch in the face. Blake Christian, promo. Yeah, you guys might be surprised, but BRG, partner. Really? Because I think he has a lot of talent. I think he has an immense amount of talent. I think unlike that one guy at AEW who had blonde hair and then cut it all off so that he could look more generic. BRG still has his, so hopefully it's just honey. I'm not looking to cut his hair off or anything. I'm just looking to humble the kid a little bit. You know, like I think he's got an immense amount of talent, like I said. But you know, gimmick wise, I think he's doing. I think he's got a really big future. I mean, the kid's young. You know what I mean? I just don't want him to fall into the same non-honey traps that a lot of his peers do. You know. So I can't say I'm a big fan of a lot of young wrestlers that I see out there now. I think the attitude is what's getting in the way. And I look like a hypocrite because that was apparently the big stick on me. Whereas the difference is my attitude came from not wanting to be bullshitted by people. And my attitude came from frustration and feeling like a Lamborghini stuck in the garage the whole time when I worked there. That's where my attitude came from seeing lesser wrestlers and lesser talented people put on lipstick and get opportunities that I was trying to earn just based off of ability. So that was a huge eye-opener for me. The business has changed, but I can't say that it's changed in a great way because most of the matches still look like memorized bullshit. And very few real talents out there can go out there and literally just call it off the fly. And that's really kind of the essence of it, really, you know. I don't watch current wrestling. I don't watch it. It's insulting to my intelligence. And so I really obsess over the territory wrestling, you know, because that's the era where these guys fully believed it. They worked their own families, you know what I mean? So they fully believed it, and it shows. And I love watching it. I can watch any territory. I love it. Well, sorry, I just went off on tangent on territory wrestling.
No, that's fine.
Territory Marks, my other podcast.
Well, if you love this, then you're going to love the Honey Trap match. It's going to be Brett Ryan Gosselin, and it's going to be Paul London. It's going to be at MLW Super Fight 6. That's next Saturday, February the 8th, live at Center Stage in Atlanta, or live on YouTube. There are tickets still available, so go check that out. Before we let you go, Paul, you want to plug your stuff?
I kind of just forced it in on you guys. Or I got HeroTheProphecy.com, and we got this Honey Trap match coming up. There's I think I still have like 3 Christmas movies streaming. If you're looking to see some bad acting, or just some bad movies. No, I'm very grateful to MLW. They very much like Lucha Underground. When I was looking at kind of throwing in the towel and just like, what am I doing? They kind of they've really reinvigorated excitement and love. I'll always love professional wrestling. You can take the wrestler out of the ring, but you can never take the ring out of the wrestler. And you know, I'm not as young as BRG, but mentally and enthusiastically, I feel just as young as that blonde boy. So that sounded kind of deliverancey. So, I'm grateful to MLW for keeping me afloat and giving me an opportunity to show some different sides, very much like Lucha Underground did. So I'm having a great time, but boy, I'd like to put out some better matches. So that's kind of my goal for 25 is not just, you know, I don't want to just be some novelty act bullshit, you know, like an attraction. I want to be that stuff too, but I think people will be surprised that I can actually still wrestle, and I'll wrestle probably most of their favorites that they're like, I love the way he dresses up like his favorite superhero. Ah, sorry. I'm good. We're all good.
Jeremy, you want to take this home?
Oh, we appreciate you joining us. Get some sleep. Go into another
coma. Yeah, well, thanks. I'm going to watch Mac and Me first. Have y'all seen the original ending of Mac and Me?
I have not. I've only seen whatever they show on television.
Before I go, will you look up the original ending on YouTube for Mac and Me? And you guys will be stunned. Mind you, the main boy in that movie is a phenomenal actor. I thought he did great. Shit.
Oh yeah, the alternate ending. Oh, okay.
This is the original.
Yeah. Really? Okay, I don't believe this. Come on. I'll let our listeners go and find out, because that's dark, man.
You got the Ronda Rousey glass kick there as well in the cop car.
The Alan Silvestri music. It feels like you're watching a spinoff of Predator.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go. If you want to check out the very grim alternate ending on Mac and Me, you can YouTube that, and there's plenty of versions that everybody can pull that up.
You're welcome. Because you had a different spin on Mac and Me, doesn't it?
Now we've got an alternate ending for our version as well. So there we go.
Boy, howdy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, guys.
You take care.
Thank you all so much. Sorry I came on late. Thanks for putting up with me.
Oh, you're fine. We appreciate it.
And get your honey.
Take care.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.